sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Thursday, 9/11/2025 edition. As we go through this journey together, there are certain people that you come in contact with. There are certain people that you basically meet at different events, at different functions, at different activities through this journey. My journey started back in 2008 when I met Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee when he was running for president. Well, another Macomb County Patriot brother, personal friend of mine and Vicky's, Brian Panabaker, he had a similar experience back when Donald Trump was running for president in 2016. He had an opportunity to meet the president during one of the meet and greets where you get your photos taken with him. And he happened to say something to President Trump that caught his ear, got his attention, made him take the time to listen to Brian. Basically said, Mr. Trump, we have the keys to the White House in my Macomb County. Brian is an Army veteran. Brian, married with two great boys, absolutely an American patriot, hardworking guy, UAW member. I met Brian back in the day when we were working together to pass Right to Work in the state of Michigan under Norm Hughes' leadership. And one thing that happened in that process is we became friends and realized that we actually both went and graduated from Utica Community Schools together. Him down at Stevenson, Dodge Park and 17 Mile, me up at Eisenhower High School. And we became friends, kindred spirits, brothers from a different mother. And one thing we realized is that we truly loved our state, we loved our country, and we really wanted to make a difference in helping Michigan become the 24th right-to-work state. Well, Brian had another trajectory going in his life when he met and said those words to then Mr. Trump, who became president. President Trump knows Brian Panabaker. He calls him up at all of his rallies here in Michigan, even had him to the White House in the Rose Garden when he launched Liberation Day, the tariff chart. Brian even spoke. And the thing of it is that you come to realize is that one person can make a difference. One person, by simply saying, Mr. Trump, we have the keys to the White House in Macomb County, Michigan. led to this journey. Brian is in the process of writing a book, but he's coming on in the next segment to talk about a rally they're doing in the heart of Macomb County. Sterling Axle Plant, know it exactly very well. 17 in Mound, been by that plant hundreds of times in my life. When I came down from my condo in Shelby to drive to Dodge Truck on Mound in 9 Mile, went by Ford Axle every single day that summer of 1976. Well, Brian's going to be on with us. We're going to talk to him not only about his event this coming Tuesday, but about his book and his life journey with President Trump. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is Brian Pannebaker. He is the founder of Auto Workers for Trump 2024, very much instrumental in helping Trump win in 2016 and again last year. And he's got an upcoming rally that we're going to talk about here in this segment. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to promote this. I have a screenshot of the flyer that you prepared, and it is going to be this coming Tuesday, the 16th, across from the Sterling Axle Plant. There's the northwest corner of 17 and Mound Road. You're asking folks to start showing up at 11:30 to noon. The rally will be from noon to 3:30, 4 o'clock. But you got another gentleman's name on here that I'm not familiar with, and I'm not really sure who he is and what office he's running for. Can you explain that to the audience?
Oh, yeah. For the folks up north that aren't really paying real close attention to our Macomb County politics, we had a congressman for the last two terms named John James, who has a great personal story, but he wasn't a real hard MAGA conservative. So anyhow, he had run for Senate statewide twice and lost, and now he's going to try a third time to run for statewide office. He's resigning as congressman and running for governor. So he'll be in the Republican primary for the governor's race next year. But that really upset President Trump, because we only have a three-seat majority in the House of Representatives, and that's going to vacate a congressional seat that's only slightly Republican. It's about 52% Republican. So I got a call last year when I was down in Florida over the winter from a young assistant prosecutor from here in Macomb County. His name is Robert Lugeri. He's in his early 30s. He went to Notre Dame, he went to Holy Cross Law School, went to all Catholic schools growing up, Brother Rice High School. The guy is Albanian American, and we have a very large Albanian American community here in Macomb County, as well as a Chaldean American community that are all good, solid conservatives, and they vote Republican. One problem with their community is they don't get out and vote in big numbers. So Robert asked me what I thought about his possibility of running for that congressional seat. He's never held office before. We discussed some things like the last name of Lugeri, which has mostly consonants.
Yeah. I didn't even know how to say it, so that's why I didn't want to embarrass myself.
The trick is, don't look at the name while you're trying to pronounce it. Just listen to somebody say it. Lugeri. It's Lugeri. Pretty easy to pronounce. Yeah. But so anyways, we discussed that, and I said, you know, Robert, we were on the phone for 30, 40 minutes talking about this. Late at night, it was about 11 o'clock when he called me. Past my bedtime, to be honest with you. And I said, you know, we talked about his age. He's 32 years old, unusual last name. And the conclusion that I came to after about a half an hour, I said, you know what, Robert? This is your seat. You have to run for this seat. You are Albanian American. You're gonna be the perfect representative for that district, which is Sterling Heights, Shelby Township, Warren, and then across the southern end of Macomb County, which includes East Point, formerly known as East Detroit, and St. Clair Shores. I said, "This, you're young. That's a plus. You've got an unusual name for non-Albanian people, but that can be turned into a plus because it's very memorable." And we both decided that night that he had to do this. Fundraising is not going to be a problem. The Albanians stepped up and raised $600,000 for a guy who ran for Oakland County representative in 2022, and it was a losing race because Oakland County has turned very blue, but they still ponied up with $600,000, and that was primarily all raised from Albanian Americans in the Metro Detroit area. So he's already up to, and I'm going to tell you some inside information here. He held his first fundraiser about a week or so ago. He raised $80,000 that night alone, which put him over the $300,000 mark. And this is just 2 months into the first quarter. And he's currently not going to be able to be at the auto plant rally next Tuesday because he's taking a trip to collect some donations out in Texas, where they also have a large, very well-off Albanian American community, and he hopes to come back from that trip with close to $100,000 additional donations. So that would put him somewhere up in the neighborhood of $400,000.
Wow.
He may possibly hit $500,000 in the first quarter, and this is a guy who's never held office before. So I'm proud to have endorsed him. I'm very excited to be campaigning for him, and we are going to nominate him next August 4th in the Republican primary.
Now, has he, have you been able to speak with President Trump, Brian? You have a relationship with the president. Have you been able to speak to Trump about this guy running to replace James for that 10th congressional district seat?
Great question, Randy. I'm glad you asked. Not directly, but I've tried. There's a little backstory. I'll tell it as quick as I can. I was promised a trip to the White House by Donald Trump's campaign manager for the state of Michigan prior to the election last November. He said, Brian, if we win Michigan, you can take a group of your core guys, the guys who've really been working hard for you, doing these auto plant rallies, coming to the Trump rallies, selling auto workers for Trump t-shirts in the auto plants. You can take a group of them to the White House, just like we send the Super Bowl champs, the World Series champs, the Stanley Cup champs.
You can take
10, 12 or 15 of your guys to the White House for a photo op, because none of my auto workers have ever had a picture taken with Donald Trump. I'm the only one. So the problem is that gentleman, Thomas Medanek, did not get hired into the administration. And some of the folks that were on the campaign last fall and got hired in are now sort of dragging their feet a little bit and saying, well, Thomas might have made a promise he can't keep. If I'm able to get that trip, and I've got a couple of connections at the White House that are trying to help me make this happen,
sure,
I'm going to include Robert, because as an assistant county prosecutor, he belonged to a union. So I'm going to add him on as an honorary auto worker and include him in my group. And I'm going to introduce him in the Oval Office to President Trump. He's the guy that John James said he had lined up as his replacement when Trump infamously asked him, John, do you have a replacement lined up if you run for governor that can take your seat in Congress? And he said, yes, sir, I do. Well, that was a flat-out lie. He did not have anybody lined up. But I'm going to say, Mr. President, replacement that John James said he had and didn't, I brought him with me, and he's the perfect candidate to take John James' place. His name is Robert Lugeri.
Now, one of the things on that point, Brian, just to interrupt for a second.
Yep.
I got confirmation that what you just said is absolutely 100% true, because I talked to Kyle Malin of MERS News Service when I did that story.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, President Trump, specifically asked Congressman John James if he had a handpicked replacement to run for that seat. And he did say in that MERS News Service, yes, sir, Mr. President, I do. And in fact, Kyle called John James and said, okay, who's the guy? And John James said, well, he started, you know, waffling. And well, I'd rather not say at this point. He didn't have anybody. It was a bald-faced lie. He lied to the president. And I think that Donald Trump would actually appreciate you, as always, being honest with them and tell them the straight scoop from Macomb County.
Well, Randy, you know how I am. I'm just like you. I tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. I'm not intimidated by famous people or politicians. And
yep.
If I am able to get this trip, and I've got a gentleman at the White House. I actually went with Robert and his campaign manager, a very good political consultant here in Macomb County named Jamie Rowe. We went to Washington, D.C. We went to the to the White House. We did not see President Trump, but we went there to be vetted by the RNCC, and they offer help to all the primary candidates. They don't play favorites, but they do offer some logistical help. And I did reemphasize that I'd been promised a trip so I could speak to President Trump. Now, this is part of the problem. They can't play favorites, so now they're kind of a little bit worried about providing me with that access to the president, because I've already indicated I want to bring Robert Lugerai along with me to introduce him and try to get an endorsement from President Trump. So sure. Now they're sort of backing off. So
let me interrupt, because you heard the commercial during one of my breaks here that Mike Lindell is a sponsor of my show.
Yes.
Patrick Kobeck, a good friend of ours that helped us get Right to Work passed back in 2012, works for Mike Lindell and gave him a bunch of information to Mike Lindell, evidence, research, forensic audits of our election machines that he hand-delivered, Mike Lindell hand-delivered to President Trump. I'm going to reach out to Patrick, and I'm going to explain this situation that you just said on this show. Actually, I'll probably send him the podcast. And I'm going to ask Patrick as a favor to you and I to get you into a meeting with the president like he promised, like his people, his staff people promised, and bring Robert with you. I'm going to have Mike Lindell talk directly to President Trump on your behalf and make this meeting happen.
Trucker, I can promise you one thing. The minute Mike Lindell brings it up and starts telling President Trump will be smiling. He'll turn to his staff who are standing nearby and say, get that on the schedule. Bring Brian. Let him bring his guys. Make that happen. All we need to do is get word to him. If I could speak directly to him, this thing would be set up in a matter of hours.
Yes, absolutely going to do that. We'll talk after the show today. I will contact Pat Kobeck immediately, and I will address him and bring him up to speed on this. I'm sure Pat would be more than willing to talk to Mike Lindell, and Lindell will talk to Trump, and we'll make this happen. The flyer, folks, I do have it. Brian has sent me the flyer. I have it saved in my phone. If you just want to text me, Brian, B-R-I-A-N for Brian Panabaker, I will forward you the flyer. If you guys know anybody that lives in Macomb County, even Oakland County, Detroit, this is going to be a rally this coming Tuesday the 16th, right across the street from the Ford Sterling Axle plant in the heart of Macomb County. It's literally, folks, Mound is the next road west of Van Dyke, which is the main thoroughfare all the way from Detroit, all the way up to the thumb. You can absolutely share this flyer with all your friends in southeastern Michigan. Tell them to bring their Trump flags. They can be part of this. They can meet this guy. Now, here's the thing. This guy, with this type of financial backing from that ethnic groups that he's associated with, Brian, along with Trump's endorsement, he would be the front runner for the nomination, and we can make this happen.
Absolutely. Let's send a MAGA candidate to Washington to represent Macomb County, Randy. And with your help, I think we can do this.
Absolutely. We're going to do it. I'm going to send you this podcast. I want you to blast it out there on your social media, email it to all your auto workers for Trump, and let's promote this event. Let's make it a big event. Man, I wish I wasn't on the radio. I'd love to be down there with you guys. But you have a great event next Tuesday, Brian, and we'll make this happen with Trump and Robert. Say his last name again.
Lugerai.
Lugerai. Again, don't read it, folks. Just say it. Brian, God bless you, brother. Stay strong. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Trucker.
On the Hour News of Hour Number 3, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.